96.7 WBDK, the new radio sports network. I'm Paul Schmidt. Welcome to the Luxembourg Casco Spartans Southern Door pregame show from Southern Door High School. Brought to you by Alliance Insurance Centers. Luxembourg Casco, after having a week off, playing an old rival Southern Door. Joining us in the pregame show is Coach Neil Searing of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans. And Coach, just talk about the week that was.
Thanks, Paul. Last week was definitely a challenge, a lot of adversity and a lot of things kind of out of our control. So this week definitely we've had more of a routine. I think it's been good to get more people back, not just from some quarantine lift, but also some kids who were injured. But it's been a solid week of practice. We know we have a tough challenge ahead of us with Southern Door. We're a very good team, you know, averaging 40 points a game and, haven't lost a game. So we're not at full strength. We're still missing a number of our starters on quarantine. But we're giving our best shot, and it's a great opportunity for our kids to see how they can respond and show what they have.
Yeah, they responded, great coming out of the gates against Wrightstown a couple weeks ago there. And, was right in it until halftime, and then Wrightstown, again, the team they are, they kind of wear down and grind down teams, and that's what kind of happened in the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said, at the post-game show, even before, those kids gave everything they had. They came out, they believed in everything we were talking about all week, and they have to, think right. They have to have positive thoughts on what we can accomplish, and I think in the second half, I don't blame them at all for their efforts or how they worked their butts off. We had a couple of things, happen in that game, starting quarterback and a couple of our people got hurt, but it's not an excuse. And there's definitely some things looking back we could have fixed, but it was a good opportunity for us to see what we're capable of. But also, as a younger team a little bit, we can see, there's a lot of improvement we can make. And, now Friday night, we'll see how we can respond and see what we've grown as a team to see what we can do tomorrow night.
You mentioned some starters out as far as Owen Depries left that game early, and, of course, you were without Logan Dell. Status of those two players coming in tonight?
Yes, one will be good. He cleared all his protocols, and Logan Dell will be playing tonight as well. It's his first game all year because he missed the first two because of the COVID quarantine issue. So there's a couple other people. Koyga Minder will be back, and Braden Schley, I believe, will be back. He was a starter at 1.2. So just getting a couple of those guys back will help. I know Logan Dell is looking forward to it as well as Koyga Minder. It's their first game all year. So I think they relish the fact and have told the team, they've missed these games. So there's definitely a fight and a hunger inside them. I've seen it in practice all week and very excited to see, first off, them on the field because they deserve it. But number two, just to see them play with their teammates and their brothers, I think that's the most important thing.
And then as far as tonight's game, what do you really expect to see? I know you probably haven't had a lot of chance to really see much from Southern Door, but what can you talk about as far as what you kind of will see for tonight's game against the Eagles?
I think they're very talented. They have a number of key players in positions that are good. The quarterback, the receiver, running back, I think they're solid. And like they said, they scored 40 points a game, so definitely they can put points up, and they've had a pretty good defense. So, I feel right now, we're definitely the underdog, and we don't have our full roster. But I think, we've been doing everything we can this week to prepare and to give them, a battle. And but I think Southern Door, I think they're very well coached, and I think they're going to play hard, and they've been playing hard all year. And it'll be a good test for us to see where we're at and see if we've improved a little bit. And I'm just excited for the opportunity. You're not guaranteed any games, weekly. So, whether this is the last game we have or not, you just got to take it one week at a time. And I'm just very thankful to get through this week. It's been challenging with a lot of just minor adversity things we've been dealing with too, dealing with this game. But I think we're going to overcome it. And I believe, if we do the things we can, we have a great opportunity to win.
Great. Well, we look forward to the call, Coach. Best of luck tonight, and we'll join up with you in the postgame show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Neil Searing of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans. We'll be back, Matt Peisler and myself, with the opening lineups and the kickoff here from Southern Door High School. Spartans and Eagles on 96.7 WBDK and the new Radio Sports Network. Pre-game show brought to you by Alliance Insurance Centers.